来一个反向用力的，慢慢摇动。
Thank you very much, my sister Malamat.
And
all of the other pastors here, I hope I remember you by face. And to the graduates, all of the students who are graduating, and everyone here, welcome. Daisy is not feeling well, or she would love to be here. And I want to bring you a very brief message to celebrate this high day. This holy gathering that's been sanctified by the gospel.
Yes.
And I believe for sure I have the message of God for you today, and I hope that He will enable me to bring it. And our subject is from 1 Corinthians in chapter number
7.
And we'll read from verse number 1 through
9.
But the subject matter is, it is better to marry than to burn in lust and passions. And we'll talk about the reason for marriage. The way of marriage and the decision to marry. You and I are human beings prone to be attracted unto the opposite sex. And it's a good thing, and the marriage bed is undefiled. So Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, in verse number 1, Now concerning the things of which you wrote to me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman.
So ayanzu gameda abinda narubu tomuku. Yana da kyau mutum ya zina ba aure amma don gudun fasikanci sai kowanne mutum ya kasance da matarsa kowanne a kowace mace kuma da mijinta.
And so the first thing that he's saying here is that it is actually better to be single if you are able. Because you get to serve God with all your heart, with all your strength, undistracted by a wife and children. But nevertheless, because of sexual immorality, because of fornicating, let each man have his own wife, and let each woman have her own husband. This ends the doctrine of polygamy, which our Muslim brothers in the flesh still practice.
Rayuwa na mata barkatai wanda yan uwa mu take da shi domin aikin jiki ne
the doctrine of the Bible in the New Testament is one man and one woman. One husband and one wife. He says, next, let the husband to render unto his wife the affection that is due to her, the kindness, the goodness, and likewise also the wife unto her husband.
Wato namiji zaka kula da matarka zaka lura da ita duk wani biyan bukata ta rayuwa haka ita ma macen yadda mai gidan yake kula da shi da ita.
So first he tells us that the reason of marriage is to avoid sexual immorality, to avoid fornication.
Wato abu na farko da Bible ya ga mana cewa domin mu yi auren mu rabu da ayyuka kazanta su fuskanci da zina.
And next, in point two, he's telling us how a marriage is supposed to go. It is not selfish.
Wato na biyu yadda kuma za a yi auren zaman aure yadda yadda Ubangiji ya kallafa shi.
And the wife of the woman is not on a lower standard just because she is to be in submission unto her husband.
Ita kuma macen ba wai an kawo ta ta zama baiwa bace wanda za ta zauna a kalkashi sai abin da aka ce mata a'a.
He is to use the authority that he's been given by God to show his wife her due goodness, kindness, love, and benevolence.
Wato yadda Ubangiji ya kallafa abu yadda mai gida zai nuna kauna da rayuwa mai kyau gida ya zaunu.
And the wife is not to hold back from the husband, from her heart, the kindness that is due unto him because she is a child of God.
Wato ita matan kuma bai kamata ta ce wai idan ita ne kadai ai me zai faru. Kirce tana dan rage wansu rayuwarta na aurataka bai kamata ba domin suna tare ne Ubangiji ya hada su.
Verse number four.
Na hudu kuma.
I want you to listen carefully.
Yana so mu saurara sosai.
Because many of you will marry very soon and I want you to choose wisely and behave properly.
Domin yawancin mu za su yi aure yanzu ba dare da yawa ba kuma za ku yi zabe na kirki ka ku yi zabe tumin dare.
The wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does.
Wato ita matan ba ta da wani iko ga jikinta amma mai gidan yana da iko ga shi ita.
Did you hear what I'm saying?
Muna saurare shi.
When you get married, your husband, he owns your body in the marriage bed.
Wato yayin da kika aure kin zama na mai gida din nan kenan.
And likewise,
haka kuma,
you husbands listen,
maza mu saurara.
If the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does.
Shi ma mai gida ba shi da iko akan jikin shi amma ita matan tana da ince akan ka.
As you see, marriage is a beautiful picture of our Lord Jesus Christ and his church in the communion of giving love and respect unto each other.
Idan muka duba yanayin aure wato abu ne Ubangiji ya kallafa shi kuma yana da kyau domin dangantaka da kamar yadda muke da Yesu Almasihu cikin ruhu.
And so no headache.
Babu ciwon kai.
The husband is to give and give and the wife is to give and give back.
Wato ba ni in baka ne rayuwar.
That's a happy marriage.
Wato aure na zahiri kenan.
Is that right?
Daidai ne.
Yes, sir. Verse number five.
Aya biyar.
Do not deprive one another except with consent for a time that you may give yourselves to fasting and prayer and come together again so that Satan does not tempt you because of your lack of self-control.
Wato, kada ku bari wani lokaci mu tsaya muna kememe muna jayayya. Domin mun zama na juna tare wato da wannan da wance sun zama daya domin a kauce wani jaraba wanda zai zo tsakanin wanda ba a so.
He's telling us that in marriage,
yana gaya mana cikin aure,
even though it is pleasurable to be together as One body in the flesh. It's more important that we serve God in the spirit, so even our marriage bed is subject unto the will of God, the glory of God in Jesus Christ, and the kingdom of his power. It's not all about marriage. But if he gives you a spouse, enjoy each other in subjection unto God. Put God first. Verse number 6. But I say this as a concession, not as a commandment, for I wish, Paul says, it's not a command, but I wish that all men were even as I myself, but each one has his own gift from God, one in this manner and another in that. It's not all about marriage. And so don't be an idolater trying to find a husband or a wife. Serve the living God and take advantage of your single years to serve him with all of your heart, undivided by distractions. And if he brings you someone to marry, then great. If he keeps you single, even better. Have you heard me? It is better not to marry if you can. Verse number 8. But I say unto the unmarried and to widows, it is good for them if they remain, Paul says, even as I am an unmarried man. I'm an unmarried man, but I'm having the time of my life. But it's by serving God, not by trying to lust after what I don't have. You hearing me? This is very strange perhaps, but it's Bible. And as you read your Bibles, you will come into the true way of God, not opinions, not traditions, but what God says, and it will always set you free. Don't get trapped by peer pressure and thinking you have to get married in order to be somebody. You already have our Lord Jesus Christ, and his love has made you somebody through his death at the cross. But verse number 9 is my last verse. If they cannot exercise self-control, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn in passion. Do not try to find the best man that you can.
Wato kana so ka samu irin kyakkyawan mutum da ba a taba gani a duniya ba.
try to marry that man who is mutually attracted unto you, because you will avoid fornication, you will keep your body pure, and when God gives you that mutual attraction, He has said, it's time to marry in the Lord. Almighty God decides who we should marry. It's mutual attraction in the flesh, in the body. And mutual love for our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me add a warning. All you beautiful ladies here. If some man says he had a dream or heard a word from God, you tell him to try that on one of the women who no one wants to marry. You hearing me? That's hearing me. Don't let anybody trap you into marriage with pressure, with money, with prestige, with anything. You find a man who loves God in Jesus Christ, who worships Him truthfully, and when you both are burning together, then you marry, and that alone. It's better to marry than to burn in lust unto each other. But make sure that he or she knows our Lord Jesus Christ in the true gospel. Make sure they stick to the Bible alone. And you make sure it's the kind of person that's going to love you and share and give himself unto you, herself unto you, wholeheartedly without any reserve. That's a marriage that has been blessed by God. My brother and I, my sister, Adaisy, is we share and share and give and give, and that's what keeps us going. That's what keeps a good marriage. You give your all unto your husband or your wife. Unto the glory of the blessed God. And you who have come here and heard the doctrine of salvation, don't you ever forget what you have learned, what you have sung, and what you have recited. You are on the true path of our Lord Jesus Christ. There's no turning back. There's only going forward more and more and more in obedience unto the written word of God. And the Lord bless you as you graduate. You will be missed by many people. And remember this school, and remember this church, and remember the people who have helped you. When you go on and make something in this world, don't forget to pray and support.
wato idan kuka tafi ba mu sai yadda Allah zai dauka ka wayan sun ku ba duk inda kuka kai ka ku manta da malamai ka ku manta da wannan iglisiya ka ku manta da ita mamanmu duka domin ku yi addu'a domin su ubangije kara fishi dan nan gurin.
Don't forget what God has done for you in bringing you to a place of refuge in Jesus Christ.
Kamu manta yadda Allah ya kawo mu wato mafafici inda kuma zamu samu abinda muka samu kar mu manta da abinda Yesu ya mana alherin sa.
He plucked you out of all of the boys and girls in the outside of Kano to come here and hear this day the gospel truth.
Wato ubangije ya zabe ka a Kano cikin mutanen kazuriyar ka ya zaro ku daidai da daidai ka ku don hada ku domin mu ji bishara mu yi girma kuma aikin ubangije.
You're blessed by God if you follow his Bible and his gospel.
Zaka zama mai albarka ne in kana bin tabriya wato littafin mai karfi.
It will get bigger. It will get greater. It will get happier as you continue to abide in Jesus Christ and his word alone.
Wato zamu ci gaba da girma muna tsayi ba wai tsayi na tsayi bane amma cikin aikin ruhu mai tsarki idan muka dogara ga wannan littafin.
May the Lord bless you for his name's sake.
Amen. Ubangiji Allah ya albarkace ku domin sunan sa.
May you believe upon Christ alone all of your days.
Allah ya sa ku mu yi rayuwa akan Kristi kullun rayuwar mu.
May you trust him and not yourself always.
Wato Allah ya sa mu dogara gare shi kan mu dogara ga kanmu a kowane lokaci.
And may you give him glory and honor with your life.
Ga duk wani abin da zai faru gare ka kuma ka rika bashi daukaka do a rayuwarka.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.